Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska, your host here for the next few minutes on your local radio station, and reminding you about the Slutton Angus annual bull sale, which is coming up Monday, February 12th at Faith Livestock in Faith, South Dakota, breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you, featuring Man in Black with 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. You're invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event in Faith, South Dakota, Slutton Angus Bull Sale, Monday, February 10th.
Hey, Tri-State Livestock News, they're your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read.
Well, you know, we are past the first of the year. In fact, we're into a new month now already. And here in a couple of months, people kind of got to start thinking about taxes, right?
Oh, don't even bring that up.
I have a couple of things.
This is supposed to be the good stuff.
Well, I have some final advice on paying taxes. People who struggle with their income tax can be divided into two categories.
Okay.
Men and women.
Ha ha.
Worried about an IRS audit? Avoid what's called a red flag. That's something the IRS always looks for. For example, that you have some money left in your bank account after paying taxes. That is a red flag.
Oh, no. That'll make us all panic.
I just taught my grandkids about taxes by eating 38% of their ice cream.
Oh, that is too funny.
I know,
and creative.
Well, that's true. I know it's depressing when you look at your pay slip and you see how much taxes you're paying, but just remember, you're paying for roads, bridges, hospitals, and an army to keep the nation free. Unfortunately, that's in the Middle East.
Ouch! Oh, no!
One more is about all we can handle on taxes.
I guess so.
This is a better one. The new word for today is intoxication.
Intoxication.
Yes. That's euphoria at getting a tax refund, which lasts until you realize it was really your money to start with.
That's right, folks. So, don't let them fool you.
Happy tax season.
That's right. Hey, I wanted to marry an English teacher when she got out of jail, but you can't end a sentence with a proposition. Back to your English.
That's hard to follow.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not.
I knew you wouldn't. Okay, Mike, I've got a poem now. This is called Thoughts of an Old Hand. Now, I'm not sure who wrote it. Maybe somebody listening would be able to fill that in for us, but here's how it rolls. Sometimes I get to thinking, boys, the old hand softly spoke, how do you put a country back when people feel it's broke? It isn't like a physical hurt, but felt, and deep inside, there never was a bandage yet could mend a people's pride. I think that's what Abe Lincoln meant. Divided we can't stand. It takes some special healing, boys, for folks to understand. It's like a hymn I heard today. If peace on earth's to be, it's gonna take a lot of us, and let the first be me. That flag that we so proudly hail ain't separate stars and bars. United on a single field, that single flag is ours. That eagle soaring overhead ain't flying o'er two lands, but o'er a single nation, boys, and all Americans. It's gonna take each one of us to reach and grab a hand to bring us all together now and make us whole again. Sometimes I get to thinking, boys, the old hand softly spoke, how do you put a country back when people feel it's broke?
Hey, that was a good one.
Hey, thank you so much. Let's wrap it up with a few little short things. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay.
One of the oddities of Wall Street is that it is the dealer and not the customer who is called broker. That's from the Dallas News.
That's funny. Two Hollywood stars ran into each other at the door of their psychiatrist's office. Hello there, says one. Are you coming or going? If I knew that, said the other, I wouldn't be here. That came from the American Weekly November issue. It was published in the November 1958 issue of Reader's Digest.
A lot of good stuff there.
Absolutely.
At a party, a young wife admonished her husband, that's the fourth time you've gone back for ice cream and cake. Doesn't it embarrass you? Why should it? Answered her spouse. I keep telling them it's for you. Selma Glasser out of Good Housekeeping.
Oh, that is very cute. A grasshopper walks into a bar. The bartender looks at him and says, hey, they named a drink after you. Really? Replies the grasshopper. There's a drink named Stanley?
There should be now.
That's right.
Folks, thanks for tuning in, spending a little bit of your day with us right here on The Good Stuff.